Okay, let's begin. Good morning.
Right.
So, okay, that's it. We're up to volume five now. This actually, really, this is a continuation of what we were doing before in terms of kashrus. So, I figured it's a good segue, right? It's a continuation, and the reason why we don't have hard copies yet is because they are trapped in an office that people can't get to. There's one in the office who's working now because of coronavirus. So we're going to use a digital copy for the time being. Okay, not the end of the world. So here's what I want to do. I want to there's a few very important principles that I care about a lot, because these principles we're going to be able to use and extrapolate to modern situations. So take a look at this is the linchpin Gemara right here on in source number one. So Gemara here says, Hahu bar guzla de nafal kada de kamcha. There's a situation where you have a bird that falls in to what's called something of a mixture, almost like a yogurt. It's called a kutach, which is a well-known mixture in the times of Chazal. We call it a yogurt, probably. It's probably the closest thing. Or leaven, you know, like leaven, like these Israeli leavens or whatever. It's just somewhat similar to that. Some, you know.
Oh, leaven. Like, okay.
You know what leaven is? You know, like this milk.
Yeah.
Okay.
Leaven's like very fatty.
Exactly, milk. Exactly. You know, like in Israel, it's like, you know,
like it's like the yogurt that's like very watery, you know?
Right. That's what we're talking about here. Fine.
Yeah.
That's the situation. So again, the bird, which is meat, falls into this dairy situation, which is obviously what we care about. Now, Shrei Rav Chinana Berei de Rav Mefreshinye. What ended up happening was that he mattered it. Rav Chaninya said, no, this is actually matter, right? The question is, why? Why is it mutter? He just said milk and meat together, right? So the Gemara goes on to say, V'hani milei chai, sali by klipa. So the Gemara goes on to say the case where this mixture, right? This yogurt mixture, this yogurt now that had chicken. Well, sorry, I got to be careful. It's not chicken. It's a bird, whatever. It's like chicken. This mixture is mutter. That's because this actual bird itself that fell in was raw. But it was tzali if it was roasted, right? If it was put over the fire, by klipa, you'd have to remove the outer layer of this bird. So we discussed this a little bit, but there's different ways you can asar a food item. You can either say kedei klipa, which is just the outer layer. There's kedei netila, which means that you peel back, so let's say half an inch, so you have the actual. Kedei klipa is, well, I guess you can say rechitza. There's just wash it, right? That's just washing it. Then you have kedei klipa, which is just the outer shell. Then you have netila, which is, let's say, thicker, half an inch. I think we discussed this at some point. Then you have, obviously, the actual throughout the whole thing, right? Right. So that's the ways that. So the question is going to be, how much penetration is there? How much is it just contact? Nah, rinse it off. Hadacha. If there's a little bit of penetration, kedei klipa. If there's more penetration, kedei netila. If there's even more penetration, then we'd have to look at it and say shishim or evaluate it or throw the whole thing out. Okay, so the question is, how far did the penetration go? But we're trying to say, like using the words of kedei klipa, we're trying to say there's penetration, albeit a little bit, but there's still penetration. So the meaning that the yogurt did enter, albeit only a little bit of the surface, but still nonetheless, a little bit of this dairy dish did penetrate into this bird. Okay, so that's what I'm trying to highlight here. Velo amrein ella delays bay pile. Avalis bay pile aser. So now we're saying, here's what's important. What's the reason why this penetration is supposed to when it was raw? The answer is because when it was roasted, when you roast the chicken, obviously, when you roast the bird, it, shall we say, allows for the dairy to penetrate, to enter, right? Because it's been softened, right? So now that we're saying that the rest of the bird is mutter, says the Gemara, we want to be very careful here. We want to be very careful. We're saying, when is that true? When there's no what's called pile. Pile are cracks, when there are no cracks. But if there are cracks, then what would happen? It would in fact be usher. Why? Because if you'd have cracks and it was roasted, your ability of the milk to penetrate, shall we say, through and through the bird would be much greater, and it would not just penetrate the, you know, first, few millimeters of the bird, but rather it would actually, the milk, the kutach, this yogurt, leaven, would penetrate through and through the entire bird, therefore rendering it aser. Okay, that's what he says here. The mituba betavle aser. And similarly, if there are no cracks, but it was flavored, meaning you didn't just roast it, you roasted it with, you know, peppers, salt, you know, paprika, onions, whatever, that would also be aser. Again, the rationale must be that there's another way to soften the meat, to open up the pores of the bird. One is if it has cracks, and the other is if it has spices. Like if spices do the exact same thing. So this is a very important gemara because, remember, this mixture, the contact between this bird and between this leaven, between this yogurt, this kutach, there's no heat. It's not on the fire. It is cold. So we see here, all of a sudden, there's a curveball that we're seeing a situation where you can have a mixture of milk and meat, sans, we'll use the French, without heat, right? Wow. How's that possible? Can you believe it? Can you believe it? No heat, and there's still a sense of penetration. Why? Because the meat was roasted, it opened it up, and therefore it allowed the dairy to enter. Now, we'll have to see though, well, what is that? Like, is that if there's like a second? Okay, so how long does that contact have to be? That we'll see soon, okay? Okay. Now, let's go on. Yeah, kada de kamacha. Okay, let's go on. Says the Ran, number two. The Ran here is going to help us understand a little bit about this whole roasted thing. What does that mean? Fine. Tamin and chai hainu tzonin. Oh, when it says raw, that's code name for cold, meaning that just a raw, cold, well, it's a bit chiddish. I wouldn't have thought that, but okay, let's continue. Vitzli hainu roseach. When it says it was roasted, it actually means it was heated. Tzli, tzonin, arehu kishar tzonin. Now, says the Ran. Now, you remember, this is what makes it very complicated, people. What's the case? And I've been, you know, I kind of spilled the beans a little bit. I probably shouldn't have. But what's the scenario, right? What's the metzias, right? So, if I were to go back to the Gemara Pesachim, which I'm just going to scroll right now, so the Gemara Pesachim says it fell where? In a kada de kamcha. So the English says a jug. Now I ask you a question. Is a jug a code name for the fire? Is a jug a fire? Is there heat? So I wouldn't think so. To me, a jug is, you know, I would never use the word jug if I'm talking about a pot. There's a different word, right? If I'm talking about cooking, I wouldn't use the word jug. I use a pot. So the fact that the Gemara is using the word jug seems to imply you don't usually put jugs on the fire. That's how you put jugs. You use pots on the fire. Jugs have too small of an opening on top. It's not very practical. And besides, it might not be able to withstand the direct heat. Maybe it'll crack, right? I have no idea. I don't know what jugs made it of. So the Gemara, so the Ran is trying to be like, well, wait a second. But I know, because I did Tzurba with JLIC, Ry Greenberg, a few weeks ago. I know, though, that if you just have cold contact, there's no penetration. So how come here we seem to suggest a situation where there potentially could be penetration, a little bit. So says the Ran, I want you to tell you that when the Gemara is using these words, don't say Davka. The Gemara says that my little birdie's been roasted. That, don't say that means that it's been in the fridge. I made it and now it's sitting in the fridge and I'm going to reheat it for dinner tonight. No. It means that you mamas took it off the grill. You took it out of the oven. It's hot. So that's what the Run here is saying, right? That's what it means here. When we say chai, when the Gemara says chai, all you have to do when it's chai, right? What does the Gemara say when it's chai? When it's chai, you need to do, it's mutter, right? Right? When chai is a code word, says the Run for cold. And sadly, it's a code for hot. Don't tell me, you know, no one walks around with like a totally raw, I mean, I guess you would. It's a good follow-up. I don't know, whatever it is. But that's what the Run is saying. Fine. So that's what he's, so let's go back to this Run. So Darminim Chai, Hainu Tzonin, Vitzal, Hainu Roseach, that's what he tried to say here, that the code word for Chai means cold, and Tzali means hot. That's the code word. Avot Tzali, Tzonin, if you roasted it yesterday, and you put it in your fridge, Harehu Kishar Tzonin, it's as if it's cold. Right? And therefore, the Alma, the Sage, Le Badacha, and all you need is rinsing. Oh, wow. Ela Tzale Roseach. But when the Gemara is saying that it was roasted, it was roasted means it was roasted as a code for hot. Kamar, Orcha de Talmudachi. This is the way of the Gemara. The Kare Le Tzale Roseach, Tzale Stama. Wow. That is not, my friend, I explain how the pshat of the Gemara. Again, I got to figure out the Gemara. But according to the Run, the Gemara is speaking about not roasted birdies where I roasted them yesterday and now it's sitting in my fridge or it's cold. Rather, it's roasted and it's hot. Why? Because the Run says, I'll tell you why. Cold items, when they contact each other, you just need to rinse them. There's no penetration. So he's bothered by the Gemara and Psachim. How could the Gemara and Psachim talk about a situation which is cold, where the bird enters into this yogurt, right? And all of a sudden, you're going to tell me if there's cracks in the chicken because it was roasted, the yogurt penetrates. No, it's cold. Cold has no penetration. It just hovers on the surface. Take water, rinse off your chicken, rinse off your bird. All of the dairy be washed away. There's no penetration. So therefore, the Run says, we're talking about a case when the Gemara says roasted. It doesn't mean roasted yesterday, now that it's cold, but rather roasted warm. A warm item, a hot item, embedded in cold. Then, and only then, can the cold get into my hot, roasted bird. And then you gotta evaluate cracks, no cracks, spices, no spices, how much does it go in? Then and only then is penetration. Okay? That's what the Run is explaining in our Gemara. Okay? Why is he doing that? He's forced to do it because he says, this is important, cold has only a point of contact and washing or rinsing would be sufficient. Okay? You guys with me? It was good. I explained it okay? If I didn't belabor the point too much.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It's trying to, it's, you know, it's, there's principles here that I want to make sure you guys get. That's all fine. Tamina namidis is by pile de kuli asur. Okay. Oh, let's go on the Run. I realize that it's been, you know, 18 minutes and this is only our certain source. But it's okay. This is like a linchpin. This is crucial. Tamrina yeah. Nami, the East Bay Pila. Oh, and then the Gemara says that there's cracks. Kulaz are anubitzal de rosach. Daimosan Mashad. East Bay Pila. Fine. The Agav Pili Bala, because it was absorbed into these cracks. The imitaba betavlin rosach. Alpha Pigav, the Lays Bay Pile, Kulazar. Right? And if there's spices in there, and it's hot, you see how he has to stick that in? Have roseach, right? The man sticks that in. Even if it doesn't have any cracks, it would still all be us. Okay, so that is the chiddush of the run. Not everybody agrees. So we're going to have a machlokes rishonim, how to understand the Gemara in Pesachim. Then you're going to have the Tosfos and the Rosh, who are going to stand the Kipshuto. Kipshuto is no. Our birdie is cold. Then the Beis Yosef is going to quote. This is why we're, that's why the author here is bringing the Beis Yosef to quote the Taisvus Nerosh. So we see the Machlokes Rishonim on the Metzias of Pesachim. Because of the Rosh, I'm like Tzali by Klipa Afilu Tzone Da Yedei Tzalia Rachichu Boleya, which to me is the Pashut the Gemara, in my opinion. The Rosh is saying, come on. Gemara says it doesn't appear to be hot. Therefore, it's cold. And then what's the reason why? What's the chish? Meaning, what I want to say this from the Lomdish perspective. The Lomdish of the Rosh is telling me something. Why is the Gemara telling me about a situation where there's cracks in it? Meaning, it must be that even the cold bird with cracks seems to be able to have something penetrate. If it's hot with cracks in it, there's no chish. I know there's penetration. Okay, that's what he's saying. That's what he says right here in the Beis Yosef. Fine, because when you roasted it, you softened it up, and there was bleias and there's penetration, absorption. And if mamish is cracks, and there's even then there's even greater sense where the yogurt can enter in and absorb, and therefore a klipa wouldn't be enough, it would actually get even further, then you'd potentially be in big trouble. Okay, fine. That's the, well, the Shnarach. Shnarach, Arach, Paskin's light, dun, number four. Tzali Rosh, Shnafa, Lamaliach, Afilu, Nechamachamas, Malacho, by klipa. Says the Shnarach, Arach, look at the words, roasted, Roseach, roasted and hot. It fell into something, this salt, right? This yogurt, even if it's edible, right? So it's edible, you need a klipa, this penetration. And if there's bakayin, if there's cracks in it, or if there's tavlin in it, and it was roasted and it's hot, the whole thing's asr. Says the Ramah, I'm not folding. So we see here the Shulchan Aruch Paskins like the Ran, right? The Ran. And the Ramah is going to hold the Yesh Omri Ma'afilim Tzonanim Dinachi V'chein Yesh Lin Hog Im Ein Hesed Merube. And the Ramah is going to paskin like the Rosh. Okay? Machlokes. Now, if that's true, says the Nehar Tzvi in Source 5, Nishalti. So now your situation where you have a pot of milk that's at the top of your fridge. And underneath it, I have a piece of chicken left over from Holy Shabbos Kodesh that I added in myself. All of a sudden, you're moving the milk. Nishba chalav l'socha kli shebasar ha'of munach. What happened was your chicken was only in your Pyrex, or your chicken was in a container, and you didn't cover it properly. So when you moved the milk, which is the top shelf, the milk spilt on your chicken. What's the status? Well, it's cooked. If I go by the Ramah, right? Remember the Ramah? It should be Aser. Okay, klipas, it's roasted, there's spices, maybe the whole thing, right? So what's the halacha? Okay, even our case, I can believe why? Because after all, milk and meat, in our case, because it's chicken, is only issur d'rabbanan, right? Because it's not mamash meat. But you're not really cooking it together, right? The only isser is, what's the pasuk in the Torah? Lo sevashag di bachlev hima. Here you're not cooking. Here it's cold. Therefore, what? It's true that we're machmir by oaf. We upgrade birdie, fowl, to meat. This is all based on a Gemara that we just learned. Beautiful. The how bar guzla the nafal the kutzla shehu basar of kol makom ledina anu machmir mishum sfeika ledina. We're machmir because it's a safek. Who do we hold like? Do we hold like the roast? We hold like the run? We're machmir, right? We're machmir in our case. Fine. Yesh lahakev basar of shumi derabanan. There's no lenient when we're talking about chicken. This machal poskim etern. But prat sheish can trade derabanan. You have two derabanan. You have two rabbinic things. One, come basar behema below bishalena yirabanan, cooking milk and meat together, even it since it's not you're not cooking it together, it's cold, therefore it's only rabbinic liyasr. And the Yerus Dvash and the Divrei Taz, but the Yerus Dvash with a commentary in the Taz, Shisham Mavur Shagam HaRashal in a Machmir Ela Benimlach Ktsas, that the Rashal, he quotes another opinion who says that the Rashal was Machmir only in a case where the actual milk dish is salted. By the way, guess what? We are talking about milk in our fridge, right? That's the case of, right? That's the case here. There's no salt in milk. I just said wash the fish well. Wash the chicken well. Make sure it's eat this chicken cold and don't reheat it. Don't put it in the microwave. Because that's the isra here. Suffix shemer nishar tam chalav the plate. And since, you know, maybe some of the milk have gone to the cracks, don't heat it up because then you'll be cooking milk and meat together. Instead, just wash it, rinse it, and eat it the way it is. Okay? Rabbi Tzvi of Frank, fascinating tshuva, very interesting, you know, kind of using what we learned and throwing in that additional point, which is another point to be makel, and that is, yeah, our Gemara is talking about, be careful. Our Gemara is not talking about chalav, right? Be very careful. Our Gemara is talking about kusach. Our Gemara is talking about a yogurt, a leaven, right? I guess a salty dish. So maybe that also has an impact. And here, the shaila that was asked, Frank, was just regular milk. So maybe potentially there's even more room to be lenient. Now, that being said, there's another situation that's very important, and that is sometimes it's not that it spills in front of me, right? By the way, interesting note here. Look at footnote 4. Should be noted, not all authorities agree with the ruling of Pesach Frank. Here's the book, Laws of Kashrus, who follows the rule of the Ramah, forbidding the outer layer. Then mentioned the tshuva of Har Tzvi. Okay, so this is machlokes in the contemporary poskim how to deal with this milk that splashed a little bit on the chicken. Okay, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank is megill, but I guess not everybody is megill. I thought that was a very creative case, but okay. The next case is something which does happen where milk spills in your fridge, but here it's not that you see it in front of you and you have a few minutes later you could deal with the situation. Here you have a case where you're sloppy, you're not clean, you don't keep, or mistakes happen, obviously, where your milk spills onto your chicken and it sits there overnight. That, my friends, is called kavush. Kavush means soaking. And kavush, the Gemara says, kim mivushal, that cooking is like what? Soaking is like cooking. What's the source? Gemara and Psachim. Psachim is a major source when you learn for Smicha. All these Gemaras and Psachim, you have to learn. You got to know them. They are linchpin Gemaras for Basav v'Chalav, for cooking, for mixtures, very, very important. Six. Amar Shmuel Maliach Arehu Kiroseyach. An item which is salted. You meaning I put salt? There's heat. It's called a chemical reaction. Kavush. Similarly, if something is marinating, if something is sitting for a long time, Arehu Ki Me Vu Shal. Also, if a food item is sitting for a long time, if it's marinating, it also has situated cooking. Usually it's referring to like a brine, usually referring to pickling, right? Like pickling. That is if it's cooking as well. We're down to 1 minute, so this is number seven, says the Gemara Psachim, and Chazal say, Mivasha b'chalav l'gamrinan, v'chidishu. Okay, no, this is going to take too long. I cannot do this in a minute. Okay, fine. Here's Hashem. Welcome back to 6 and 7 tomorrow. Have a good day, everybody.
Enjoy the 11.
Thank you.